Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast available Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Like the lady that called earlier, in case you behind the podcast, a lot of people like to listen to the show in order because you got to keep up, which is great. There are people like that want to keep listening.
They like to hear the show in sequence.
Well, you can still call back about stuff we've already talked about 2-3 days ago, a week ago. You know, we'll take those calls. And she was nice to tell us that women do undress each other in the bathrooms. We didn't know that. Very nice.
Dress each other.
Right. And dress each other.
They help each other get dressed as well. That was a twist we didn't know about.
So the World Health Organization.
Who?
There you go. Great. Thank you. This is on CNN.com, the website, and I just love this headline. And they just write WHO. WHO calls for the elimination of trans fat by all foods 2023. So they're basically what we are now. That CNN listens to the show. They're calling it WHO. They didn't even write World Health Organization. Just wrote WHO.
Who?
They wrote WHO. By 2023. Isn't that about the time they changed Uranus to your rectum, Craig?
No, that was 2620.
Oh, 2620. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Astronomers renamed it in 2620 to end that stupid joke once and for all.
What do they call it now?
Urectum.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's 602 years from now.
Morning, Petey. How was your weekend, man? I don't know if you talk about that, but you need a license to drone, right?
Commercially, yes.
Commercially, you do.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Illegal guys can just buy them and do it, right?
Yes, correct.
They don't have to.
Are they that tough to fly?
No.
Can you be really accurate? Like you can be.
Yes.
Is it programmed or is it like a video game?
Either or.
Are you that good at it that you can do it just? So once you program it, it's going to fly perfectly for you, right?
In theory, without interference.
But if you program it, will it avoid something in front of it or would just run into it?
Depends on the settings on it and the drone that it is.
Got
and stuff.
It. All right.
I mean,
so
there's some that,
they just
will
obstacle avoidance. Also, they'll fly and they'll see something just fly around it.
Stop or
raise
up above it or go around
That's
it.
That's pretty cool.
Have you crashed one yet?
Knock on wood, no.
Is that pretty common?
Yeah, it can be. It's usually user error.
Got it. All right.
You know, getting it out of your sight and not knowing you ran into something. Yeah,
right, okay.
Assuming it flew away. You ran it into a tree.
All right.
Yeah, I keep seeing this. This is why I think I would need a drone. You can put the drone on the end of your fishing line, and the drone will fly out and drop the lure wherever
you want.
Yeah.
Lazy to cast?
They might not like
this is for precision casting.
Ah, okay.
They might not like the noise, but how about using one on the golf course to find your freaking ball when I slice one?
Oh, yeah.
It's usually in the trees,
though. You're right. Good point. It's always in the trees. What are you talking about?
So not everyone has to register their drone?
I don't believe so anymore. I mean, I think...
I'm running across here, it says that if it's more than half a pound, you got to register it.
I think you can.
I think you're supposed to.
You're supposed to, yeah.
Well, I think that's
commercial
what
we... Yeah. But I'm guessing if you're cartel guys, you're not registering these.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
No, you are.
Because that's the crime you don't want to commit. You can deal drugs all you want and shoot cops, but please register your drones.
That's what they say. Register your drone.
But you can't fly your drones around airports or Air Force bases, can you?
No. Airspace, right?
Right. Yeah. It will get shot down.
Now, they say these criminal groups are increasingly using drones that can intimidate witnesses by sending a drone to surveil police stations to see who is going in and out of the facility and who might be cooperating with police.
For narcs, man, yeah.
In Australia, criminal groups will deploy the drones to help them monitor shipping containers carrying their illegal goods.
How long?
And so if a port authority worker gets too close to the container, the crooks will know and call in a false alarm like a fire or theft to distract the Port Authority worker away from the container.
This is almost like Ray Liotta avoiding the helicopters, right, man, freaking out. Karen, you know, that's exactly.
We needed that, Karen.
Apparently, drug cartels have been caught planting bombs on drones or using them to smuggle drugs. Militant groups in Syria have been weaponizing off-the-shelf drones to drop explosives.
You know what stops drones, though? I know this, that 15-foot walls, because you can't put a drone over that.
Oh, no.
You can't do that. It just
they don't go any higher than 15 feet.
They don't go higher than 15 feet, man. Yeah, so build that wall, you're damn right. Build that wall.
How long can a drone stay up?
It depends on a lot of variables, like, first of all, the drone, but I'd say 15 to 40 minutes would be tops.
Okay.
Tops.
So it can't hover for hours?
Not untethered, no.
Can you refuel your drone in the air?
Yeah.
Eventually, a drone stop flying up just to refuel it with more electricity.
That would be a lithium battery. It'd be pretty heavy, so I don't know.
Yeah, good
maybe.
Point. Good point.
With another drone. Then you might as well just use that drone.
I'm refueling the drone last night. There's a last night one, too.
Yeah.
They're
they
all
will
last night.
Have that technology
eventually,
soon, I bet.
Yeah.
Like the planes who fuel in midair.
Exactly.
Yeah. A little thing comes out.
Which is
out
actually kind of stupid, though, because you would just fly the next drone up and land the other one back.
Yeah.
That would be stupid. Why refuel it with one that... They could just stay there and do the
fuel.
Same. Could do the same thing. Exactly. I'm just using the term. In other words, we could just fly back. So that'd be kind of stupid, right?
It's surprising the cartel guys could figure that out. I know they're pretty smart to be able to stream it to YouTube because you have to like turn on one setting and press stream.
Really? No, yeah. Is that tough?
Yeah, it's okay. That hard, man.
You're saying if you can do it, the cartel guys can do it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right.
They can hire someone to do it.
All right.
Turn on streaming, stream. We're up. Nice work, Pablo.
That's right, exactly. There's a Pablo in there, right? That's what I'm thinking. Nice work, Pablo.
Now, perfect. Since it's on the interwebs, can other people see it? Can other people access it?
Sure, yeah, if they wanted to get onto your YouTube channel. You could probably make it private, though.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure on the details on that one.
I'm watching the Mexican cop station tonight. What are you watching? That's to be what you're watching, right?
Yeah.
And do you want to be the random YouTube user that, hey, who's PD123?
Yeah,
why is he watching our feed, man?
Nice accent, by the way. And then, yeah, they come kill PD1. We need to kill PD123. Pablo needs to.
Pablo.
That's your actual YouTube account, isn't it? PD123.
It better not be. You didn't throw it out there, did you?
No. That's a great movie, the
PD-123.
The Killing of PD-123. I like the original.
That's a good point.
Remake's pretty
good. Hey, the cartel's at the door for you, PD. Damn it.
Who?
I'm just watching your dudes. I didn't care.
Oh, no, I'm PD-234.
Yeah, man. You got the wrong PD-123. 1-2-3-4.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't ask questions.
I know.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Even give you a chance to explain.
Be careful.
Wrong PD. You got the wrong PD.
Well, you know how vaccinations tick us off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And start pissing
it was me. On this date in 1796.
You know,
the humanity.
What happened?
Edward Jenner administered the first vaccination against smallpox.
Yeah, it saved millions of lives. But it pisses me off.
You know how vaccinations tick us off.
Where were the anti-vaccine people back then?
Well, it was new.
I know. And it also saved people.
Whatever.
Oh, they were all for it back then.
I'm sure somebody's pissed off. Somebody turned autistic.
There were a lot of Native Americans who wished they had that vaccine 300 years earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
When Columbus bought his blankets full of smallpox over.
Right.
Vaccinations. Well, NASA says it plans on landing a helicopter on Mars.
Old-fashioned helicopter?
Yep, they're going to send a small helicopter.
To fly with no space.
As part of NASA's 2020 mission to put a new land rover on the surface of Mars.
I'm going
to
guess they'll put the helicopter in a rocket first.
The Mars helicopter
will be
remote-controlled and weigh about 4 pounds with a fuselage the size of a softball.
Well, that sounds like a drone.
Yeah, I can get my drone near Uranus.
Your rectum.
That's no helicopter.
Well, sure it is.
Helicopters don't.
PD watches Uranus, Craig, to make sure nobody else has been there.
When he's disappointed, around, isn't he?
Oh, totally. It's a revolving door. I wave at Petey's drone when I hit your ass. There you go.
Oh, that's cute, Mike, sir. That's neat.
So they say that because of Mars's light atmosphere, the small helicopter should be able to fly up to 1,000 feet. I'm
like
sorry, 100,000 feet above the Martian surface. But yeah, it sounds like a drone, just a different type.
Yeah, yeah.
I
Bill
guess.
Nye, the science guy, later on this morning. You know,
speaking
science pisses
ticking
us
me off.
Off.
Yeah.
Mr. Skin doesn't tick us off. He's an expert in skin, and we like that. That we accept. That's the kind of science we accept.
I
naked
suppose.
Chicks.
I suppose. We ran across an article about several habits of couples with the hottest sex lives.
They've been dating.
Couples with the hottest
months.
Sex lives.
they've been married for how long?
Oh,
okay.
However long. Habits of couples with the hottest sex lives.
They bang each other a lot. Habit number one.
But why? Why do they want to? Is the question.
Yes, it is.
And yes, they just do. Well, it's more than that. They talked to several sex therapists talking about the habits of couples with the hottest sex lives, and they say that one of the things that these people do is they let themselves get excited together even when sex is not on the menu.
Like watching porn?
Nah, just hanging out.
Yeah, just let it happen organically.
Yeah, drawing it out, teasing each other when you're out in public.
There you go, the
and
helicopter.
You can't do anything sexually explicit with
Got
the
it.
Helicopter out in public.
No, you can't.
They say that's a trait that most couples with hot sex lives share, just having fun when you're out and about.
But you could take her out back behind the restaurant for a minute, a little helicopter.
Yeah, everybody'd appreciate that.
Yeah, then you get busted for having your wee-wee out.
That's just a little preview.
Third time, shame on me.
Nothing more romantic than an alleyway behind a restaurant. You know?
Helicoptering by the dumpster.
Right? Did that stick to the tape?
Yes, it did.
And then you put on your little performance and look up and there's
You
Pete.
Mean like be sexual with each other, but you can't do anything in public?
Yeah, kind of. They enjoy feeling
like
aroused together.
Smack her in the ass away at the bar.
Even when it's not possible to have actual sex.
But if you're doing the helicopter in the alley behind the restaurant, always look up and make sure Petey's drone
is there.
Hey, what's exactly. PD123 looking at? This guy's everywhere.
A lot of batteries. They got a lot of batteries.
They say that these couples with the hottest sex lives, they say that every year they get a little bit dirtier.
Yeah.
I would think that you would have to.
Give me a beer, honey. Hey, as we do that in the bar.
Sex can't get more tame as the relationship goes on.
No.
It's got to be at least as freaky
more
as
digits.
When you first started.
More
oh,
digits.
Oh, yeah. You got to get dirtier and nastier.
Right,
couples
yeah.
with hot sex lives, they say, are always upping the ante in the bedroom, seeking out the new and unexplored.
Right. Side of me.
You have to be willing to be creative and get out of ruts.
Toys. And
or get back into that rut.
Drones and
collars
toys.
And swings and black guys. You got to bring them all in.
Ooh. Sounds like somebody's got a story.
That got dark.
Eyes?
I don't mean that way. No, he meant black guys.
Oh,
He said black guys.
Yeah, there's a reason Todd's wearing sunglasses.
Guess who's
going to
call?
I don't think we need either one of those.
Guess who's phoning the program? Either Luke
black
or Mike.
Eyes, yeah. No.
Somebody's going to phone the program that knows Todd.
Try new experiences. Do whatever it takes to keep it fresh and fun.
Black guy could be for you, Todd.
Yeah. So, do they have any specific examples?
No.
Of what might be fresh, new, and fun?
No, Shout that's something that is an individual, you know, for individual taste.
Yeah, that depends on what
yes,
you
Yes, it fit.
Because what is new to some people is old hat to another.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of guys and a lot of women who will draw the line at, I'd say, like other people,
for instance.
Like black guys, is what you're saying.
For example.
Well, any guys.
Any guy, yeah.
Yeah, they do draw the
or
line.
Or any chick.
Or female.
Yeah. Right.
Although that's much more difficult for us to understand.
A lot of times the babysitter doesn't want to join in, you know.
A lot of times, but not all the time.
Yeah. Well, in video,
sometimes
all the time.
They're down with it.
All the time in video.
And well, you always catch it on video
I don't
when
see it
happens.
I don't see it.
Not all chicks are into other chicks.
No, most of them aren't. And that's a shame.
Apparently, another habit of couples with the hottest sex lives, they take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They say that couples with
Everybody
the hot sex
quiet.
Lives...
Todd's about to masturbate.
They say couples with the hot sex lives understand that feeling confident bolsters their sex drive.
Everybody be quiet.
Daddy's
about to masturbate.
It's also about your relationship with yourself, not just about your relationship with your partner. You
Anyone
take care
who wants
of yourself.
To.
May masturbate. Self-care, treating your body right, overcoming sexual shame or guilt, or learning new skills. Another habit is laughing in and outside the bedroom. They say that, of course, silly things happen when two bodies are slapping against one another.
Especially
not to mention
ones.
Funny, sweaty noises.
That's one of them.
Couples with great sex lives take it in stride and laugh about it.
Laughs. That's fun. I'm gonna,
take it out. Take it out. That kind of stuff. That's always funny.
See, that's funny.
Yeah.
Shot at me.
Couples who can leave stress outside the bedroom and enjoy sex as a fun, temporary escape from reality are more satisfied than those who cannot shift gears and hang on to the stress, anger, or resentment of daily life.
Yeah, just get naked. Just get naked.
Yeah, another habit of couples.
Jesus, man.
It's Monday.
I'm busy. I don't have time to say habits of couples.
That's right.
Happles.
Happles. Is the accepted contraction of happy.
Yeah,
couples.
If you're paying attention, you know what we're talking about here.
All right.
So, more happles. They masturbate during sex.
What?
They say masturbating is much more fun when you're not doing it alone. Plus, in the process, your partner gets a class on the most reliable ways to please you.
No, like this.
Couples that masturbate together stay together.
I like that. That should be a PSA on TV.
Should be.
It really puts you in control of your own desire and allows your partner to participate in your pleasure.
Because no one knows how to take care of you better than you.
Damn right.
There you go. So show someone who cares.
Yeah.
Explore each other's fantasies.
This is how you do it.
Nothing. Right.
Yeah.
Explore each other's fantasies. The best sex partners are good, giving, and game. What about these nuts? There you go.
Right.
In other words, thanks to some practice, they have some skills in bed. They're generous, and they're willing to try out whatever their partner is into within reason. And these happles kiss and touch throughout the day just to show they care. People that caress, hold hands, kiss, massage, rub, and stroke
each
other.
Get a French kiss
without the expectation of sex tend to be more relaxed, aroused, and sensually connected as couples.
Honk, honk, moist.
Honk, honk, moist, French kiss, right? They love honk, honk, moist, man.
So, beautiful things.
Every woman loves honk, honk, moist.
Right. So, I guess you got to convey the message that... Honk honk moist doesn't necessarily mean you want sex right then and there.
No, we've talked about that during the honk honk moist conversations. It means you're messing around.
Yeah.
Just having fun. Like later on, we'll honk honk moist. You know?
Hey, you're laying the groundwork.
You honk honk moist, you know, as a joke.
Putting down the foundation later on, we'll honk honk moist
while we're naked.
Yeah. I mean, if it happens organically and things, you'll get real sexual after that, that's fine too.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes you're just laying the foundation, like you said.
Yeah, it's just throwing up the bat signal, like, hey, you know, later on.
I'm going to do this for real.
Maybe later on.
With my pants off. I'm going to do this later on with my pants off. Women love that.
And hopefully yours, too.
My T-shirt on, but my pants off. Because we're going to film this. And my count is PD123. Check it out.
That one's 12369.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know where the camera's going to be, too. Good luck looking at that.
He does.
He does.
He knows where the camera's going.
Yes, he does.
A beautiful
whole conversation made chicks just hotter. Listen to that. They love that whole conversation about what
they're doing. But try not to play to the camera too much.
No. No, you're right.
I don't like it when they play to the camera too much.
No. Look at the dude. That's a pussy tell you.
Right. Take care of him.
Here's a beautiful local TV news kicker story.
Yeah, we should. You show his handies down the hallway. Because they always
they probably for, no they've got anyway. Them. They hand them to me.
Yep.
yeah.
But they don't elaborate like we do.
They've already done it.
Yeah. They've probably already done this.
Nobody
one.
Said honk
they
honk.
They jumped on this one
on the nightly TV shows.
No. No. This is a beautiful local TV news kicker story.
Can't wait.
Yep. Rescuing some baby ducklings.
Aww.
Police were called. This is in New York, Bayshore, New York. Excuse me. Police were called yesterday morning for a report of ducklings that had fallen to a storm drain as their mother paced on the street above.
Oh, that's cute. It's sad.
So far, it's sad.
Yeah.
So people realized what had happened.
Right.
They called police. Police removed the grate. And were able to rescue a few of the baby ducklings.
Oh, they lost some of them.
But the others ran further away in fear. So one of the officers, brilliantly, decided to download a duck calling app to his cell phone.
Doesn't work? Any real one?
It worked.
Yeah, that was a penguin.
The remaining ducks moved in closer.
Good point. That was a penguin.
And they were able to be pulled to safety.
Oh, so you're saying we don't
the
need
the app worked.
We don't need a guy with great duck calling skills anymore.
You got your situation. Duck app.
You got the app.
Yeah. Well, if you're just trying to get the the young ones over to you, the baby ducklings, they don't know too much.
Somebody downloaded a duck. Is there a, it's an app, right?
Yeah. So they downloaded the duck calling app. They played it in the little storm drain, and the ducks came crawling back, and everybody's safe and sound, that's and cute. Mom and the ducklings are fine.
You just got to be cute. Careful not to hit the elk bugling app.
Yeah. Elk coming down the sewer at your
trampled
ass,
by
right?
elk.
Yes.
Nothing good happens there. That's not a TV kicker story.
No. The old elk trampling is not.
It's top of the news. People trampled by elk. After dumbass sets off his elk app in the middle of town.
We would use that as a kicker story. And he's dead now.
And the elk killed a family of five.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.